5 years ago, before I did the research for this book, this would have been helpful for me to help me understand how a robot works. So I do hear that a lot from parents that they're, you know, they feel like they're learning right along with their children.
That's Ruth Spiro, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ruth Spiro is the author of more than 30 children's books with over 1 million copies in print worldwide. Her best-selling Baby Loves Science board books are designed to introduce big ideas to the littlest listeners in an age-appropriate and engaging style. This year, the series celebrates its 10th anniversary, and she joins us to talk about the latest book in the series, Baby Loves Robotics. Ruth, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, this is the 10th anniversary of the Baby Loves Science series. So before we talk about the latest addition to that series, tell us about the series and how it started.
So the first, there were two books that came out in 2016, and the first one was Baby Loves Aerospace Engineering, and the companion to that was Baby Loves Quarks, which is about particle physics, and that was 10 years ago. And 10 years later, there are now 26 books in the series, and it's just grown since they first came out. The inspiration for the series was back in 2010, there was an article in the New York Times that was discussing the fact that picture book sales were down, and they were attributing that to the fact that parents were bypassing picture books for their very small children in favor of what they thought was more sophisticated reading material. So they were reading, you know, chapter books and even Harry Potter to their very small children. And picture books are important developmentally for young children so they can understand the words and the pictures together and follow the storyline. And I was talking with some writer friends about this very troubling trend. And I just, as a joke, I said, well, what do these parents want? Quantum physics for babies? And when I said it, it was really a joke. But the more I thought about it, I realized that parents were looking for elevated content for their young ones. And, you know, we all love Goodnight Moon and Pat the Bunny and all those very basic, very soothing, calming, lovely early board books. But I realized that parents wanted something a little bit meatier for their children and maybe something where they felt like their children were learning something and even something that they could learn along with as well. And so before I even tackled these topics, I just did a lot of research into child development because I wanted to make sure that the books weren't just a joke and that they would have value and that a family would want to bring them into their home and feel like they wanted to share them with their little ones. So I did a lot of research into child development and how babies acquire language and what would be developmentally appropriate at different ages. And I fortunately figured out a formula that would work for these books.
So I'm curious about how you break it down for a child, because a lot of these topics, obviously, when taken in the broader scope, adults don't understand. So how do you break down some of these principles that make it to the point that a child who has not yet learned to read is just a baby to absorb any of this?
So every book starts with an experience or an observation that a small child would be familiar with. So for example, Baby Loves Aerospace Engineering starts with going to the park and seeing a bird fly. And that was a question that my daughters had when they were young. How does a bird fly? Well, a bird has wings, and it has to do with the airflow over the shape of the bird's wings, and it's actually physics. And so I just take that little bit of science information and incorporate it into the story and give them some vocabulary words, but it's still very, very simple. Everything about the book is very simple and basic. And so even if the young child, you know, a year old, 18 months old, even if they're not really able to understand every bit of the language, you know, we're still looking at here's a bird and the bird is flying. There's a lot to talk about, right? You can look at baby and here's a diagram of the airflow over the bird's wings. So every topic starts with something that a small child would be familiar with because science is all around us, right? Everything around us can be explained by science. When the sun comes up, when we dig in the ground and we see, you know, tree roots, whatever it might be. So this is just a way to pull back the curtain a little bit and show that, you know, science is all around us and it's for everyone. It's not just for scientists in a laboratory, that we can all be scientists ourselves.
You've covered many different topics in this book series. Why is it important to introduce kids at such an early age to all these science topics?
Well, I think it's important because I think children, first of all, they're natural scientists anyway. They're very curious. So, you know, when you've got a baby sitting in a high chair and they're dropping the Cheerios or the crackers and watching them fall, that's physics, that's gravity, and there's a book about that. So I'm giving a name and I'm giving them language to things that they are already observing. And I also think it's important for small children to see that science is something for everyone and that it's something that maybe they could see themselves in later as in a career, or just to have that sense of curiosity and wonder and ask questions. And a lot of times children will ask questions of their parents and the parents don't know the answer. And it's okay to say, you know what, I don't know, but let's find out the answer together. So it's modeling that sense of curiosity and lifelong learning, basically.
Well, this latest book is Baby Loves Robotics. And obviously, robots have been around for a long time, but recently they've seen exponential growth. And robotics are going to be more and more present in our lives, and especially of these children as they grow up. So it seems very timely that you're covering this topic in the Baby Loves Science series.
Yes, robotics are everywhere. We have them in our homes, right? Some people have the robotic vacuum cleaners. When we go to the car wash, there's robotics there. So like you said, it's really all around us. And so this is just a way of naming things and letting kids see that, again, this is science, this is engineering, technology, that it's all around us and it's everywhere. But again, you know, it can still be very, very simple and explain how the computer in a robot is similar to a brain that we have, where it's, you know, going through these processes of sensing the information and then making decisions based on that information. But again, it's still very, very simple for even the littlest ones to enjoy the book.
Would you read a small portion of the book to give us a taste of it?
Sure, absolutely. Baby has a new toy. It can walk, bark, and do tricks. Baby's toy is a robot. A robot is a machine that can work on its own. Inside, it has a computer. Instructions, called code, tell the computer what to do. Then the computer tells the robot what to do. And it's saying sit to the little dog. First, the robot uses sensors to take in information. Some sensors work like human senses. Sees with eyes, hears with ears, and the robot hears with a microphone and sees with a camera. So that's a little taste of just how very simple it is. But honestly, I think, you know, 5 years ago, before I did the research for this book, this would have been helpful for me to help me understand how a robot works. So I do hear that a lot from parents, that they're, you know, they feel like they're learning right along with their children, which is also kind of fun. And I think that's coming back to that original article that I read. I think that might be what parents were looking for, right? Something where they felt a little bit more engaged in the stories as well.
And the great thing about a board book and a picture book is that they are read over and over again. So the child gets to hear those terms and get exposed to those concepts repeatedly. So, you know, it eventually sinks in and just becomes a natural part of their vocabulary and the way they look at the world.
Exactly. It's just giving them additional vocabulary and putting names to things. And I've always said, you know, if a two-year-old can learn Tyrannosaurus Rex and Diplodocus, the names of dinosaurs, they can learn molecule and they can learn gravity. There's, you know, they're just additional words that will enrich their vocabulary.
We had talked a little bit about the research that goes into these books. So I assume you're learning things yourself, but then there's that challenge of putting it into the right words and structure for the kids. So I'm curious about what you enjoy about this process in creating these books for the kids.
I really do enjoy the research, you're right. And one thing that I should mention is that all of the books are reviewed by an expert in the field, because I can do a year of research, but that's still no substitute for someone who has been in robotics or paleontology for 30 years. So we always have an expert read both the text and look at the illustrations to make sure that everything is accurate. And in my research process, often I will speak with experts in the field to find out, you know, what are the most important things about this? What are the most essential things that somebody might want to know? But I was not a science kid when I was little. That I always thought science was hard. I thought it was something that was done by, you know, men in white coats in a laboratory. And I feel like if I had had these books when I was younger, that it would have made science more relevant to me and maybe a little bit more interesting. So I consider myself a lifelong learner. I just enjoy learning about new topics and researching things. So this is a great fit for me because I'm getting to learn, you know, not deep learning, but the basics and just understanding how, you know, structural engineering and how automotive engineering and, you know, just how these things work. And it's really fascinating. So I'm glad that I've discovered this field and that I'm working in this right now, because I feel like I've learned so much in the last 10 years just working on these books.
In addition to the board books, you also do picture books, and you have a series which I think is a lot of fun. It's a how to explain series where the kid is explaining things to adults. Tell us a bit about that.
So, like I said, the board books started coming out in 2016, and within a few years, we started getting emails from parents and educators that said, you know, we absolutely love these board books, but our kids are getting they've outgrown the board book stage. So is there something, what's the next step? And so my publisher and I were talking about what could we do next and possibly introducing picture books. And the thing is, there are so many wonderful nonfiction picture books on these topics. When I came up with the board book idea, there was nothing else like that on the market. So I was very excited that I found this sort of hole in the market. And, you know, we were kind of first in with, you know, it was very exciting. I'm like, oh, this is a whole new thing. There are no science board books for kids. But there were a lot of picture books. And so it took me a while to figure out how I wanted to present this information, because there's so many other great books out there that it didn't make sense to just write another one. I have a lot of friends who are authors who have already written these fabulous nonfiction books. So I came up with the idea of a kid who is an expert in this field, and the kid is explaining to their grown-up, because, you know, we all know those kids who are obsessed with dinosaurs, or they can name all the presidents in order. Most kids have a thing that they're really interested in and that they love, and that they will talk about it to anyone who will listen. So I thought, this is the book that uses that kid as the main character. So the child is explaining the topic to the grown-up, and I flipped the script a little bit, just, you know, to make it a little bit different. And I added in, like, there's some pro tips, like how to explain things the best way. And there's like little sidebars. This one has a little joke in it. And I just read it at a school and they, you know, thought the joke was really funny. So, yeah, so they're the same topics, but just at a, you know, more, they have more information in them and they're for an older child. So, you know, maybe like first grade through fourth or fifth grade, even.
And this particular picture book is significant because of the 10th anniversary.
Yes. So in this, Baby Loves Aerospace Engineering came out in 2016. And this year is the 10th anniversary of the Baby Loves Science series. And we have already had three other How to Explain Science to a Grown-Up's books. There's Coding, How to Explain Robotics to a Grown-Up, How to Explain Climate Science to a Grown-Up, and Aerospace Engineering. So it's kind of fun that 10 years later, the picture book is out now.
And there's another picture book I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about, and it's Growing Together.
Yes, growing together. This is something completely different, but it's still along the STEM line in terms of, you know, some science. So this book is, I'm going to step back a second. I need to mention the illustrators for these books because they do such a fabulous job. So these books are illustrated by Irene Chan, The Baby Loves, and then the newer ones are illustrated by Kat Uno. And the How to Explain series is illustrated by Teresa Martinez. And this Growing Together is illustrated by Paula Escobar. And when I found out she was going to illustrate this book, I was so delighted because she has won awards and her work is just absolutely gorgeous. And this book, Growing Together, I'm a gardener. And so this is inspired by my love of gardening. And it takes place in a community garden. So we have people from the neighborhood who are all coming together and they're growing different vegetables and things. And it's about a little girl who takes a little seedling from her home at the beginning and plants it into the community garden. And then at the end of the summer, all the friends and neighbors have a party and a banquet in the community garden where they're all eating food that came from what they grew.
The board book is Baby Loves Robotics by Ruth Spiro. Ruth, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. And thank you for, you know, giving me this opportunity to share my books.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet. And you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.